Dave Rogers, the countdown is on to the new season. There's a great sense of anticipation of better times to come at Finn Harps. You've taken a leap of faith. The club have taken a leap of faith. It's all change, but there's a great sense of positivity out there.
Chris, listen, the big thing with me is positivity. I think I wake up every morning, and the minute I make my bed and put my pillows on top, you've got to be positive. This job is not a job, it's a passion. It's an obsession, and I love what I do. So to be sitting here now as manager of Finn Harps Football Club, proud, privileged, and absolutely honoured. Great people behind the scenes, fantastic fan base, unbelievable volunteers, and a community that really wants to kick on, and I'm here to try and deliver that.
It's a big challenge. We have Keith Cowan back at the club, captain, huge experience, a Harps man through and through. Ryan Rainey, the only survivor who was a regular last season. And then all these new players coming in, are you saying to the fans, even from the word go, you know, there needs to be a little bit of patience. It is going to take some time to gel, isn't it?
Yeah, listen, it's a brand new squad, you know, and like you said, there's a lot of younger players, but they're hungry. They're hungry for success, they're energetic, they're full of enthusiasm, and they've stepped up unbelievably since the first day of pre-season. You know, the principles are played at myself and Darren and Steve McNutt are trying to, you know, drill into them. You know, front foot, play forward, think forward, run forward, and they've been phenomenal. They're going to make mistakes, but I also know that we've got a group of fans that understand that, and they'll get behind them no matter what, and that's what I keep asking for. We fill the park, they'll enjoy the style of football, we're not going to relent on it. You know, do we need to find different ways to win games? Absolutely, but our principles will be there for all to see, on the front foot, attacking every game, and getting in the opposition's faces to try and win that ball back as quick as we can, and hopefully put it in the back of the net.
The squad are going to be very much based here in the Northwest, very much based in Donegal, and that is quite different to a lot of clubs where even Harps in the past have had guys flying in or maybe up one night a week. And I presume from your point of view, that helps for the whole bonding of things and creating a better spirit within the club as well.
100%, Chris. Listen, I'm a firm believer that you can't get success by having people coming and going, having players coming and going and staff. It just doesn't work. So for me, one of the major things I identified was getting stability within Finn Harps Football Club. To be able to do that was obviously getting players tied down on two-year deals that we know we could take forward, that we know come the end of the season, the fans don't have to worry about a core group of players walking away for free or, you know, not having that loyalty towards the football club. But like you've touched on, one of my non-negotiables when I sign players is that they're based in Donegal. And I'm delighted to say at the minute we've 18 to 20 players who are actually based in Donegal, committed to Finn Harps Football Club, and that's phenomenal considering where we were 6 weeks ago.
It's a tough old division, the first division, to get out of it. As Harps know in the past, you know, there's a lot of teams who are going to be there, but we have fifth spot gets you into a playoff, so it can go right down to the end of the season, and there's no doubt it's going to be competitive. How important is it to get off to a good start?
It's always important. I mean, first game is always, no matter what level you're playing at, no matter what league, what country, you know, you always want to try and win your first game of football, and we want to try and do that, and we're going to go and try and do that. Obviously, we'll be set up in a way where we know what to expect against Galway United. Great club, great manager, John Caulfield. I've already said it, Ollie's coming back, and I hope he gets a really good welcome because he deserves it. He'll most certainly get a good handshake and a welcome off me and my staff, but again, we know what we're coming up against. We're coming up against a team who are favourites for promotion, so we know it's going to be difficult. They'll pose a lot of problems, and we've identified areas that we know we need to be at our best. But look, what a great time! You know, hopefully we'll fill the park. We're excited. The players are excited, and again, I want them to play the game and not the occasion. That's what it's all about. Play the game, do the things that we know we can do, and let's see where it takes us.
Some of the fans are going to be coming along. They're going to see all these players. They'll be looking at the match programme. Who's he? Who's he? And hopefully we'll see one or two guys start really standing out. Are you really excited that there could be some great prospects coming through?
Absolutely. And again, they wouldn't be here if we didn't think that they had the potential to grow within the club and grow within this league. They wouldn't be here, Chris. So we've identified it. You know, I've touched on it already that when people send in video clips and send in DVDs and what have you, and you go on Y Scout and you're looking at players, that all looks good and it all looks, you know, hunky-dory. But until you get a player in the flesh and you see if they fit into your style, they fit into your culture, your environment, then you get a good feel for them in person. And we've been able to do that. So the players that we've brought in, obviously, I've known about Ryan Rainey, Keith Cowan. I know them boys inside out. Seamus Keogh, you know, I've known his history. But again, the boys that have come in from abroad, if we talk about Ryan Flood, I signed Ryan Flood 4 years ago for FC Arizona. We got Ryan Flood to the biggest, you know, USL championship team in Phoenix Rising. So I know what Ryan gives me. To get somebody like him coming over, who's come over for the opportunity to play for me again, but also because he believes in what we're trying to do at Finn Harps. And I think the fans will enjoy. And I've no doubt whatsoever they'll get right behind this squad of players.
And your training has gone well, apart from the week of snow, maybe. You've certainly been training pretty intensively. I don't know how many days a week. It seems like 8 days a week, but you're out there a lot. The guys themselves, as they've got to know each other, can you see even at this stage that, you know, there's that bond and camaraderie that's emerging?
Absolutely. Listen, there's always going to be a little bit of naivety with some of the younger players, but even some of the younger players are starting to grow, which is phenomenal for us. You know, we can identify it every day in training. We recognise the ones who are stepping up a little bit more and feeling that little bit more confident, and it's going to get better. But like I said, Chris, there's going to be times where we're not going to win every game. You know, we're not going to draw every game. We're not going to lose every game. But what we're going to do is try and play football the right way, the way I believe in it, which is on the front foot. You know, getting after teams, you know, quick counter-attack and play, getting it wide. That's how our players know we want to play. That's our style. And I think, you know, moving forward, fans around the country and definitely our own fans will see our style of play and be able to relate and identify with it. And again, you know, we're really excited.
And finally, Dave, the fact you're here on a four-year contract is unprecedented for Finn Harps. So this is a long-term plan, and you're well aware of the academy. There's plans to eventually move to a new stadium. And, you know, there may not be instant success. It's going to take time. But I suppose the important thing is people out there see that there's progress being made and that the club are going in the right direction.
Absolutely, that's the big thing, Chris. And when people can see that, then they understand what's going on. They understand the process. They understand the vision and ambition of what we're trying to achieve. And again, I've committed to this four-year contract because I truly believe in the board. I mean, myself and Ian, we speak regularly. We don't just speak once a week. We're speaking five, six, seven times a day, which is great. The relationship's there. My relationship with Kevin in the academy, I've already touched on it. It's constant. It's not one of these, it's not them and us, or us and them, it's we. We're a family, we're a Finn Harps family, and we're aligned in our vision, our ambition, and our principles of where we want to take the club to. Yeah, it's not going to happen overnight. There's going to be a little, you know, a few bumps along the way, but I tell you what, it's going to be a great journey, because like you said, when people can see the progress on and off the pitch, they'll buy into it, and they'll understand the whole concept. And all I'll say is, pack the park, get behind us, no matter what, which I know they will. Great fans of Finn Harps Football Club, and we're now excited to get the season started.